This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament were adjourned till 12 noon today. When the Lok Sabha met this morning, opposition parties including Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK and others created ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Protesting members trooped into the well of the House shouting slogans. Speaker Om Birla said the opposition members are disrupting the House in a pre-planned manner. He said opposition parties are raising issues which are not concerned with the country. Amid pandemonium, the Speaker adjourned the House till 12 noon. Earlier, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and Ravindra Vasantrao Chavan, who won the recently held by-polls, took oath as members of Parliament in the Lok Sabha. In the Rajya Sabha, when the House met this morning, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari urged the chair to hold discussion under Rule 267 on various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties. Later, he adjourned the House till 12 noon. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha have since resumed business. JMM leader Hemant Soren will take oath as Chief Minister of Jharkhand for the fourth time today. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM-led India Bloc won 56 seats in the 81-member state assembly in the recently concluded elections. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar will administer the oath of office in secrecy to the JMM Executive President at a swearing-in ceremony in Ranchi at 4 p.m. Several top leaders of the India Bloc and other dignitaries are expected to attend the ceremony. The Enforcement Directorate is carrying out search operation related to ongoing investigation regarding chartered accountants linked to cybercrime network. Thousands of cybercrimes like phishing scams, QR code cheating, part-time job scam are being reported across the country. It was found that the entire network was being run by shady chartered accountants. Meanwhile, in Delhi's Bijwasan area, an enforcement directorate team was attacked while conducting raids in connection with the cyber crime case. The National Investigation Agency today conducted extensive searches at 22 locations across 6 states in the country as part of a crackdown on an international human trafficking syndicate. This investigation has uncovered connections to cyber scam centres located in Myanmar and Laos. Numerous Indian nationals have been exploited and coerced into participating in fraudulent activities under the human trafficking syndicate. The fourth meeting of the Working Group on Military Cooperation under the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation concluded successfully at Moscow in Russia. The Defence Ministry said the working group emphasized the importance of continued knowledge sharing and collaboration in areas of strategic interest. It also agreed upon expanding joint exercises to further solidifying the operational synergy between the two forces. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said the deep depression of a southwest bay of Bengal will intensify into cyclonic storm Fengal during the next 12 hours. IMD said the cyclone will cross north Tamil Nadu Puducherry coasts between Karaikal and Mahabalipuram around Saturday morning as a deep depression. An orange alert has been issued to the northern districts for the next few days. News just in, both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned for the day. The curtains will come down on the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa with a vibrant closing ceremony this evening. Some of the most glittering names from the Indian cinema are likely to attend the closing ceremony today. Several prestigious awards, including the coveted Golden Peacock Award, will be announced on the occasion. 15 films, including 3 from India, are competing for the prizes. A range of cultural and musical events kept the festival's energy high throughout its 9-day run. In hockey, India will next take on Japan in their second match of Men's Junior Asia Cup at Muscat in Oman today in Syed Modi International Badminton Tournament. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu defeated compatriot Ira Sharma in the second round match in Lucknow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.